Hello and welcome to the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast. Coming up, learn about hypothermia, identity theft, cybercrime, and preparing for the unexpected. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. Hypothermia is caused by prolonged exposure to very cold temperatures, where the body begins to lose heat faster than it can produce it. An individual with mild hypothermia, that's with a core temperature of 94 to 84 degrees, may be conscious, but will be lethargic, apathetic, cool, and pale. An individual with severe hypothermia, with a core temperature dropping below 84 degrees, will likely be unconscious with cold skin and rigid muscles. Our hypothermia prevention program is in place to ensure no one experiencing homelessness sleeps outside during the winter. The program provides warm shelter, food, clothing, connections to supportive services, and more for unhoused individuals. If you see someone who is unsheltered and you think is at risk for hypothermia, call 703-691-2131, TTY 711. Now, this is the non-emergency police number. A police officer will respond and conduct a wellness check. News Center has more on our hypothermia program. Just visit fairfaxcounty.gov/news and search hypothermia prevention program. Identity theft is one of the fastest-growing crimes in the United States. It occurs when someone uses your personal or financial information without your permission. You may not discover that you are a victim of identity theft right away, so be on the lookout for these warning signs. You receive bills for items that you did not purchase. Debt collectors call you about accounts you did not open. Accounts appear on your credit card report that you did not open. Your loan applications are denied. Your mail stops coming to your home or is missing from your mailbox. If you believe that you're the victim of identity theft, you should immediately notify the fraud departments at your bank or credit union, credit card company, and other places where you have accounts. Contact the three credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, to notify them that you are a victim of identity theft. Have them place fraud alerts and a credit freeze on your accounts. File a criminal complaint with the Fairfax County Police Department. Visit fairfaxcounty.gov/police/how-do-I/financial-crimes or call the non-emergency line at 703-691-2131. To learn more, search What You Should Do If You Are the Victim of Identity Theft on fairfaxcounty.gov. The holiday season brings many joys, from family gatherings to gift giving, but it's also a time when cybercriminals seek to exploit the increase in online shopping. These bad actors look for opportunities to take advantage of busy shoppers buying gifts for loved ones. Fortunately, there are steps you can take to reduce the risk of falling victim to cybercrime. Before shopping online, whether you're using a tablet, computer, or phone, ensure your software is up to date. Software updates are often released to address security vulnerabilities, so keeping your devices updated is critical. Once your software is current, follow these additional precautions to stay safe while shopping. Avoid clicking on unfamiliar links or attachments. Never share personal or financial information in response to unsolicited emails. Use strong, unique passwords that do not include easily identifiable information like names or birth dates. Use a multi-factor authentication. Be vigilant about phishing attempts where scammers pretend to be trusted sources to steal personal information. Unfortunately, cyber attacks are a year-round concern. To learn more about cyber attacks, go to fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/readyfairfax/cyberattack. Finally, in this season of reflection, the Fairfax County Health Department encourages you to take a moment to review and strengthen your preparedness for the unexpected. Whether you're facing health changes, winter weather, or simply adjusting to new routines, being prepared can give you and your loved ones a sense of control and peace of mind. Here are a few tips to keep you ready. Keep health essentials updated. Review your medication list, ensuring that you have the month's supply of important medications. And update your health documents to include insurance information, contact information of healthcare providers, and advance care plans. Stay connected. Check in with your support network of family, friends, and neighbors. Keeping an emergency contact list on hand can make all the difference in times of need. Safety at home. Look over your living space to reduce risks of falls, ensure exits are clear, and keep a small emergency kit with essentials like water, a flashlight, and extra glasses. Plan. Have a backup plan for transportation and caregiving in case of unexpected events. Know local resources like shelters or community groups which can support you when needed. Send an email to hdepr@fairfaxcounty.gov. Again, that's hdepr@fairfaxcounty.gov to learn more about any of these tips. As we look forward to a new year, let's embrace preparedness as a gift to ourselves and our loved ones. A little extra security for the future. That's it for this edition of the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. Thanks for listening. Additional information about health and safety topics and emergency preparedness may be found on our emergency information blog. That's at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/blog. Follow the Health and Safety Podcast on soundcloud.com/fairfaxcounty and our podcast's webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. And remember, if you have a police, fire, or medical emergency, call 911. For non-emergency needs, call 703-691-2131.